Okay, so this is so cool. At the end of the podcast, we have an extended version of the interview with Joe Nichols that he did with us on the show. It is so interesting because he goes into everything from career talk to what it was like to be a part of the Anna Nicole Smith funeral, just all kinds of crazy stuff. It's a great career. He's such an amazing dude. Stick around. At the end of the closing jingle, you'll hear that interview.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast.
It's not
the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
I actually, you know, I was waiting for it to get worse, but it actually got better.
I was too. I was holding back because I thought this is only going to go south.
Oh.
Don't screw it up.
Welcome to the podcast. Which episode is this?
512.
512. Lance, big shout out to Lance. Lance eagerly awaits every single weekly podcast, so big shout out to him.
Oh, well, look at that. Nice. Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry. Never mind. I was going to go somewhere, and then I went, wait, I'll save that for the show on Monday.
Was that the first country jingle opening that we've had? Would you consider that country?
I didn't
it had
think
a little
that was
banjo in it.
Oh, I didn't think it was country.
Okay.
I can't tell anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
you can't tell if it's country anymore?
No.
No.
Yeah.
No. I remember having a conversation with an artist one time, and I was just, they're like, well, what do you think about it? I'm like, it's good. I wouldn't call it country.
Oh, and they were offended?
Yeah, well, but also they knew. He was like, well, you know, I've kind of thought that. Do you think it's not country enough? And I was like, man, I'm not saying it's not good. It is really good, but like you can't.
And
this whole thing was
it's
country because I'm country, and I'm like, okay, but
I know.
I mean. But, when it comes on and it's straight up disco, okay, and I say disco music, you all know what I'm saying, what that is. And it, just because you put country lyrics in that doesn't make that country, or does it? I don't know. Maybe it does.
Well, let's go back to Third Rock from the Sun, the dance remix of that, or all the old dance remixes in the 90s. That was a thing. They were still country, even though they were disco.
But it's a remix. So you can't, if the original source material was country and then you just altered it, I don't think you can use that in your argument.
Yeah, Bubbish, you can't use that in your argument.
Okay, well then I will file that one away as unusable.
Yeah, to put that.
put that in your pipe.
Go into the unusable bin.
Yeah. Man, I do like a good pipe. I wish I smoked pipes. That'd be good.
I was thinking you need something good to be like addicted to.
Yeah, I really do. I need a good vice.
Yeah. Well, you gamble.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's good. I already got one.
Yeah.
I have an eating disorder, I'm pretty sure.
I know I do.
Like, I don't think I need to go in and get tested.
I fought it so bad this week. Every night this week, I have had just the Jones for ice cream. I was like, I just want ice cream. And I fought it and I won. However, I ate 5 bags of grapes over the, I'll kill an entire bag of grapes in a sitting. Like those.
You seem very, when you eat, when you tell me things that you eat, it's usually one thing and it's a lot of it. Like I ate 5 things of, like you said, grapes, or it's cookie dough, or it's ice cream. It's not like I had steaks and some veggies and a potato.
I did that too. I was doing steaks and veggies, but I just at night I get that craving for something else, and then that turns into something else, and then that turns into something else. It's bad. It is really bad. I think it's boredom eating.
Oh yeah,
because
that is
I'm
the
just
thing.
I'm home by myself, and I'm like, well, the kitchen's right there, and I can just hear the swan song. And I just roll down the hall and go straight to the fridge, pop it open. What do I have?
Swans?
I mean, dude, it was so bad. Man.
How is that a swan song?
Well, you know, it's like, or whatever, the little siren song. I'm sorry. Not the swan song.
So when you go in the kitchen.
Did you die, though?
I thought that there were swans in your kitchen or something.
Wouldn't that be great?
Can you eat swans?
Yeah, of course you can. You can eat any animal on the planet.
I wonder what swan meat is like.
Probably like goose.
What's that
That's
like?
That's awful, though, because like you can't. Because if you kill, like,
why?
Because you can't hunt one swan because they mate for life. So you'd have to kill both.
Okay, well, we'll kill both.
So if you want to kill both, that's fine. But
we don't have a problem with that. Yeah, that's good.
Just make sure you find the mate and slaughter it, too.
Find its mate?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How do you do that? Are they always hanging out together?
I think so. I hope so. It seems like true love to
you. You don't think they get tired of each other? All the time, just hanging out with each other? Like, oh, there he is again.
I'm just going to go swim in this lagoon today. I'll get you back at the nest, Al.
I'm going to another lake with my girlfriends. I'll see y'all later. And then they have like the party lake, you know, where they all go.
So the swan went out for smokes and never came back?
Yes. Excuse me, I'm going to pick up some ciggies. I'll be back in a little bit. 7 years later, still nothing.
So you can hunt swans in certain states.
Can you? Aww. You looked it up?
I looked it up, yeah.
Oh.
Well, does it say what swan meat tastes like?
You know, it's considered a delicacy in some cultures, so it says it has a gamey flavor.
Okay.
Rich.
Call Craig, see if he knows. What do you think the over-under on Craig Morgan knowing what swan tastes like?
Of course he does.
He absolutely knows what it tastes like. Do you really want to call him?
Yeah, call him. You know, you have his number?
I already bugged him about something else this morning.
Oh,
I know. He's actually the last person I texted.
What'd you need?
Some stuff. I needed a little advice. There, I'll leave it at that. Carson's like,
on a what? On a gun?
I mean, right? Yeah.
No. Yes, it did involve guns.
Okay, then.
I don't like giving up all my. But I don't want to talk about my. This is my thing.
Oh my God! This is it. This is the best.
Let's see.
Where Bubba thinks that if people
overthinks
care.
It, right?
Oh, yes.
All right. Let's see if he even answers. He's gonna be like,
and he's gonna go straight into it. Hey man, I get that that Remington 870 if I were you.
It actually wasn't even that. But
do you have a shotgun?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had. I've never seen your shotgun.
It's because I don't ever shoot it.
That sounded dirty, didn't it? I've never seen your shotgun, Bubba.
After all these years.
Yeah.
No, he ain't going to answer. If it's gone that long.
Nope. Yep.
Your call has been forwarded to voice.
Well, this says the meat is reportedly stringy, but with a nice flavor. So if you're a texture person, probably not for you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I couldn't do that.
If you don't eat meat, Carson, then probably not for you.
I'm texting him back, just letting him know, hey, if you...
Hey, it's really... Say, it's very important. Call, please.
SOS.
Hey, brother. Do you love it when guys call each other bros and bro? Hey, what's up, brother?
Brother.
Brother. I was doing bruv
Sometimes
for a
it's
while.
Fine.
I like bruv.
Sometimes
what's up,
it's
bruv?
Really weird.
Sometimes it is weird.
It's a British thing.
I know it is, but you're not British.
But I like bruv. I like bruv better than bruh. What's up, bruh?
I say man a lot. What's up, man?
Yeah, I do man all the time. Dude, and I feel bad because what happens is I don't remember a lot of people's names. So I'm like, hey, what's up, man? All right, man. See you later, man. And I catch myself saying it over and over and over because I don't know their name. And then I feel guilty. I'm like, they totally know I don't know their name because I said man 20 times.
Yes, they do. Just like the other way around, you know? If they did to you, you'd be like, hey, you don't know my name. And that's fine. Like, dude, I mean,
it's not as patronizing those, like, what's up, guy? You know?
Yeah, guy is very much guy. Belittling.
What about my guy?
Yeah, I don't like the my stuff.
Guy can be
my guy. My,
what's up, my guy?
My guy.
I feel like you're trying to sell me something if you talk to another person and say, my guy. Hey, my guy. I got a deal for you.
And when's the last time you guys had someone come to your door trying to sell?
Yesterday.
Something.
What
was it? What were they trying to sell?
Pest control or something. He was like, "Dude, I could take care of these cobwebs up here right now." And
I can too.
Yeah,
like it's not a brute.
You're like, I like them.
Are you questioning my physical prowess?
Yeah, you don't think I can't reach that,
dude? I had some guy show up at my house. I think I told you guys about this. Some dude, very homeless looking, showed up. Ding dong! I opened the door. I'm like, "Hey, yeah." He goes, like your house. I'm like, oh, thank you. He goes, got a room for rent?
No way.
He's like, yes. I was like, no, I don't. Sorry. Well, I mean, you know, I'm just checking. I mean, if you have a basement, maybe I could rent. I went, no, I don't have that. Well, okay. No. I went, man, I've got four kids, a wife, and my grandparents that live here. Oh, okay. All right. Well.
And we're making knockoff Nikes in our basement. Let's scram.
So I shooed them away. I was like, God, that's crazy. Because you know, once you let them in, they're never going to leave. And you're going
to. Why would you ever let a stranger in your house anyway?
Compassion. To stay? Jesus.
Dude, you would never do that.
You know, I would. You said, why would I? We asked why you would, and that was not you.
I'm surprised that guy wasn't shaking on the ground after he got tased.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man. So I literally watched the house like crazy. I had all the cameras turned like in different new areas to make sure that I had every entrance covered. It was like, somebody coming to ask if they can rent a room at your house was
bizarre.
Very bizarre.
Yeah, like this is 1790s? No. I mean, until you're going back on your next whaling expedition, sir?
I'm sorry.
Absolutely not.
Did you see the sign out of the road that said bed and breakfast?
Right.
No.
No way.
Yeah, it was weird. It was really weird. I thought he was just trying to case it, you know what I mean? Like, check it out.
So weird, man. I mean, unless you got Mary and Jesus, baby Jesus, you're not finding an inn for the night at my place.
Mm-mm.
That's nuts.
And even then, I might do you a solid and take in the baby, but Mary, you gets to go.
Yeah, I'll take Jesus.
Right? Like, I'm not sure.
I'll take Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. But I don't know.
And they'd have to, like, go like, yeah, he can do stuff. Like,
he's going to perform miracles. What kind of wine you like?
Like, what's the one for the movie where he has the laser beams come out of the baby's eyes?
The Incredibles.
Incredibles. Be like the little baby, man, it has like powers and they don't really know what that does yet.
Jack-Jack.
All right, well, I'll take him. But the rest of y'all, pound sand.
Go away, ragamuffin.
I remember one night, it was past midnight, and it was like school night. Had to work in the morning, and there's like a banging on my front door. And I'm freaking out, like, who's knocking on my door? And I don't want to answer it.
Is that when you lived next to, what's his name?
No, this was pre-Daryl.
Daryl.
Yeah.
What's his name?
And it turns out it was a friend of mine, her car had broken down kind of near my house and her cell phone had died. And thankfully she remembered she lived close to me. And so she walked to my house. The problem is it's like 12:30 at night and she's banging and the problem is what goes through your head? Somebody's banging at your door. If they were going to break in, were they going to give me the courtesy of a knock? No. I mean, thankfully, I had a
Unless
window.
Unless they were high or drunk, because they, I mean, you know.
I had a window where I could kind of see out, and hopefully they wouldn't see me. And I'm like, Pam? What does she do? Oh, okay. And, like, I put the knife now behind my back, because I'm still not 100%. What's Pam doing here at 12:30 on a Tuesday?
Has Pam turned?
So, right? For all I know, it was the beginning. That's it.
Dude, if that happens, I'm just going to. It's best just to go ahead and let them eat you or whatever.
Oh, you're talking about the zombie thing?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
I thought that's what you meant by as Pam turned. I was like, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't last well in that.
Same. What am I doing? There's no Netflix. What am I doing here?
Yeah, you can hold them off for a little while, but it's just that constant stress of at any moment, you know?
You're dirty all the time.
Oh, God. I would have a heart attack. I would just, all the stress, it'd just be too much. That would kill me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
I think I would be down to find out how long I could last.
I'm with you, Bubba.
I mean, yeah, I don't never quit, man. Still breathing, still living, still fighting. Let's go.
I mean, you're prepped too. Like you,
I do have stuff.
You got canned food.
Here we go again.
I know. Don't put it out there.
What is
it?
I love.
What
I
is
love
that rice? No, you didn't see that.
Man, rice storage is so hard. I have not mastered that at all.
Why so hard about it?
Because it gets all like gooky and blah. Yeah, rice storage is not easy.
I've also spent too much time in my life thinking about where I would go in a purge. Like if the purge happened. Yeah. I'd probably come here. I'm going to assume that.
I was thinking you were going to go kill someone.
Wait a minute now.
I thought you were
your target.
That's a different take on it.
Oh, boy. Welcome to my weekend.
And the people the person that you're going after go kill, do you think they are out on the prowl too? Or are they hunkered down, do you think?
Oh, I got a list, though. Let's go. Yeah, but I think the people that I might want to take out, I probably wouldn't be on their list.
So they would open their door to you.
No, I'd still have to be sneaky about it. Because they would know we don't have a good backstory. But I don't think they would think that far enough in their past to realize that I hold on to a grudge.
I see.
So I'd come at there's like two. Anything like two I'd go after.
This wouldn't be a bad place though if you wanted to hide.
That's what I thought.
It's not even hiding. It's just we have reinforced stuff around here.
And I kind of assumed that the four of you wouldn't kill me. That's on me. I don't know, but I'm gonna go with my gut on that.
This place is a good place to go.
I also figured if Bubba was here, he'd have a gun, and hopefully he wouldn't use it on me. He'd use it on somebody else who was trying to get in.
Yeah,
I think everyone in here would have a gun.
Yeah,
except for you.
Except for me, I would have a sledgehammer.
Why do you still don't have a gun?
Because I've shot one once. What am I supposed to do with it? I don't because I can't
it twice. Shoot it twice again.
It's scary.
If you had a nice shotgun at your house, it would be perfect. That's all you need.
Or the judge. I still say, and you know, people for home protection, the judge, or there's another one. Somebody else just put out another judge-style thing. You can alternately load from shotgun to a bullet, and it's great. It is a fantastic home protection.
Yeah.
Because in a nervous situation, people's aim's going to be off. They're doing this. They're shaking their hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you've got the shotgun, you're going to hit something, and then the next round will be the you know, bullet that is
the
a little more
shot.
Yes.
Oh, they move. Oh, okay, I got you.
So
you alternate
load. Yeah.
Oh, right.
And you can do that, and it's brilliant. It's a great home protection thing, and I think it gives you a pretty good chance at, you know, a fighting chance.
Yeah, my realtor sent me a house yesterday because, you know, I've been looking around. Maybe I want to buy a place. And he sent me one and he goes, yeah, this seems to meet all your criteria. I go, it's on a first floor. Absolutely not. Nope.
You don't like the first floor?
Mm-mm. No, not for a condo. There's no.
I get
somebody
that.
Get in my windows.
Yeah, I get that.
No way. So I am a girl who lives alone. So
you have to take stairs or something?
I told him I don't want any outdoor stairs.
But you had a house.
House feels different to me.
A house that many people have crashed into.
Kept crashing into it, but nobody broke into it. So I don't know. The house feels different. It's an apartment. Well, because also my house was in a subdivision in like outside of town.
How many times did people hit your house, really?
I think it was five or six on that.
Cars. In a subdivision.
Well, there was twice in 1 week.
Not at the end of like a T, like a dead end. Mm-mm. In the middle of a block.
Stop. So there were two in 1 week. There was one on Christmas. There was the guy who was 3 months after the two hit me. And then there was somebody in between there. So maybe, is that five? I think it's five.
Did they ever say what they were doing?
No. What? First off, the Christmas Eve got long gone. The one who hit the front of the house, long gone. The one who passed out in her car, never found out what she did to take out my house and the guy across the street. Then there were the kids that were out that hit a car in the four-way stop, flipped them, came slamming through upside down into my backyard. All I know is that one of those children decided to urinate while he was awaiting the police, and I lost my mind on that because it felt like insult to injury to me. Like, you've already destroyed, you know, my domicile, but now you're just going to relieve yourself anywhere you'd like. Not on my watch, child. Excuse me.
You're so fun.
Excuse me.
My buddy lives on a golf course, and so he's recently taken it upon himself to yell at golfers for doing that. They pee because he's got a big cluster of trees on the corner, and he's in the middle of the fairway, like not by the tee box, not by the green. So people just stop and they'll pee right there. And he's like, I have a wife, I have two daughters, I have my mother. And he's like, this person's here and that person's here. He's like, what are you, you animal? He called the cops for indecent exposure. And
love
like
this. I love
so
this man.
He's like, I know what you're going to tell me. If you don't want this, don't live on a golf course. And I'm like, I wasn't going to tell you that at all. I was going to tell you, find a way to put up a fence or at least electrify the things they pee on. You know, zap them.
Yes,
zap them good.
That does zap, by the way. I know that for a fact. That's how I learned about electricity.
Yeah, I did that once. I didn't do that, but I laid my gun down up against one, and I didn't realize it was a, you know, it was at a cow pasture, and I laid my gun down up against it, and whenever I went to grab it again, I grabbed the barrel, and it was touching the little electrified thing. I was like, oh my God. So I had to kick it down and then pick it up.
Isn't that crazy? Electricity is wild. Mm. Just think of that, this thing you can't see, but it you can feel it, and then it does things to power things on. That's crazy. Just, I don't know.
Speaking of which, I got to get tased at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Are we tasing wants to be you?
Tased. I found a taser in the street.
Garrett, what are we doing?
He wants to be tased.
I get it, but you don't need us to do that.
Yeah. What?
Well, you know,
yeah,
I mean, I
know this is where I know this is a problem where I become the girl. I understand that, but I don't like seeing people in pain. I don't. I know that's a thing that makes guys laugh. Seconds.
Close your eyes.
It's it is like one of my favorite things.
I love guys.
I haven't watched a tase video in a long time, but I used to love.
Johnny Knoxville made an entire career out of other people's pain.
Tasing. I don't know if that one would work. Your one you found. Have you tried it?
It definitely works. Yeah.
Oh,
is it like pop? Like it would be a great sound for on air.
It's like terrified. A zapper, like a handheld.
Yeah, it's one. Of
it's like
ones
two
that
prongs.
You press against someone.
Exactly.
What if you have some heart condition we don't know about?
And that you is get, true.
I mean, you're gonna have to sign some kind. That,
right. Thank you.
I don't know if you can sign.
I
that.
Mean, you. I get it. I'm talking to the guys who had people.
How many
and
people
dogs.
Have died from tasers before? I don't.
Yeah,
a lot of people.
Some people do. Yeah,
ask ChatGPT.
I feel like a taser wouldn't work on me. I feel like the fat would just kind of deflect it somehow. Like it just gets absorbed.
Yeah, my friend had a Great Pyrenees dog, one of those giant white fluffy dogs, and we would like shoot airsoft guns at each other, and he'd kind of get caught in the crossfire, and it wouldn't even hurt him because it would just bounce right off of his fur.
All the
fur. Was impervious.
So across 18,000 police departments in the U.S. Over 1,000 deaths since 2000 where tasers have killed people.
Yeah, but, you know.
Since 2000? I mean, that's 25 years. I mean, you know, on average, it's not too bad.
Are they as jacked as me?
That's also, we got to think about his age. He's in good shape. I don't know. I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Okay. Oh my gosh! Okay.
I I'm usually in on this, but I'm.
No,
don't the cops like to use a taser? Don't you have to get tased as a cop?
Yes, you do.
But theirs are the ones that have the little that go out their wires.
That
hook into your skin. Or
Guys, we need to make a new award submission. We need him to do this. We need content.
I'm trying to win Employee of the Month next month.
Yeah, I'm trying.
That'll lock it in. Actually,
that would definitely.
How great would that be? Actually, if it didn't. We're like, well, you know, you got tased and everything, but
congratulations, Schaefer.
Yay, snub.
The biggest snub.
be like Morgan Wallen at a country award show.
Did y'all see all the drama with the Beyonce stuff?
Oh, that she didn't get nominated.
That she didn't get nominated for a country award, and people are like, I say people, Beyonce's people are like trying to make it into a thing, and it's like, no, it was not a good album. It wasn't. Sure, it won a Grammy, but it won a Grammy because the Grammys are voted on by Grammy people. Grammy people aren't country people. Yep. They are going to vote for whatever they know, and they don't know anybody else.
Yep.
So, of course, they're going to vote for Beyonce to win it. And I'm like, you know what? Just
this is where I want Jason Isbell to enter the chat, because this is a guy who won the Grammy for country, and then he went and busked in front of the CMAs because he wasn't nominated for anything.
No one knew who he was.
He's already played this game. We don't need Beyonce to play it again. You know what I mean? Like he already. Honestly, it was funny what he did.
It's
was
Jason
hysterical.
Or Sturgill?
Was it one of the
Sturgill.
Two?
Sturgill.
Whoever it was. Again, either I can't even remember. I just know it was a good bit. And so whichever one did it, it was great. And so the point is, we've already had this discussion before. We know the differences. We know it's a
so
whole different,
different
can of worms. So
it is so different, and people need to not read into it that much. I mean, it's two different animals. It just is. The entire award things, I mean, your CMA voters are different than your ACM voters. There's a lot of shared, but they are different. And then any other award show, it's always going to be a different group of people. And you cannot take anything that the Grammy people take as country. And it's weird. Like they would take a purely bluegrass album and call that mainstream country.
Yeah,
they would. And they don't understand the difference.
It's nuanced. It's just like us saying, well, that's rap. And it's, yeah, it's all kinds of different.
Exactly.
Types
that's SoundCloud music.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, but anyway. All right, well, this is fun. Our bets good. Everyone's fine going into the weekend.
Yeah, actually, I'm doing well on the brackets too. I am still alive.
Okay, yeah, you got four, don't you?
I have all four of my teams are in.
You have all four of your final four.
My final four is still alive.
That's impressive.
That's the first time that's this impressive. Has ever happened. I mean, we're
I
getting.
Don't know. I've never done that.
Really?
It's been a very chalky tournament so far.
Yeah. Well. I am in awe of Dustin McLean. He is in first place right now. He's been killing it. Corey Jett, Mike Rocca, Susan Lee, Jared Watson, Brooke Myers, Chad Vader, a bunch of people who are playing along with our Big D and Bubba brackets are doing really, really well.
This is a big day, man. Yeah. Big, four huge games today. Then we got all the baseball stuff going on. I enjoyed so much watching Major League Baseball yesterday, mm-hmm. opening day. Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
It's just so, and you forget how, like, I watch a lot of college baseball, and I have been watching college baseball up until now. Well, you see the difference between college and pros. It's
the way I feel about the NFL. Yeah. You know, and people,
college to pro.
And people go, oh, it's much more exciting. It is exciting because in college they make bigger mistakes. Yeah. Just like in, you know, whatever the sport is. I mean, you're looking at the pros, whatever team it is the elite of the elite. I mean, yeah, sure, being a D1 athlete, you know, that is huge. That means you are better than the elite high school athlete. But to get to the pros is a different level. And yeah, just watching, like I was expecting, as we talked about, I was expecting the pitchers to have a heyday.
Yeah, I did too.
And the hitters were just on fire.
Fire. I know, man.
And I wonder why that is. Like, what's different?
Well, I was asking if the ball is different. Because, you know, they change the ball up a little bit. I thought every year.
I hope it's a hot ball year.
Me too. It makes
what
it fun.
What does that mean?
The ball has more bounce, more home runs and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so it makes it more exciting.
Yeah, for the fans, you know, anytime the game can change one swing of the bat, it's very exciting. So, yeah, I will never forget living through the Maguire-Sosa summer. That was one of the coolest things I've ever experienced because, you know, like you'd hear our parents talk about Mickey Mantle and, you know, those guys back in the day and Roger Maris and there, who's going to get it? And, man, we had not only was it Maguire and Sosa, but Ken Griffey Jr. at the time, remember, was right there with him.
That's right.
Like within grasp. So anybody could have gotten hot at any time. Same thing going with the Barry Bonds summer whenever he broke the record. I mean, I love all that stuff. It's so exciting. I think it's good for baseball. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, but it's bad because they're juicing and this and that and whatever. Everybody was juicing in their eras.
No amount of steroids would make me hit a ball better. Right? Like, I mean, look, I wasn't going to connect any better with it, so.
Yeah, you still got to see it. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
I say let everyone juice because then the playing field's even again.
Yeah, dude,
I've said that forever, and I'm good with that for the NFL, too. I mean, if you want to let these athletes, they are elite athletes. They have a very finite career. You know, you're talking maybe 10 years for the best of the best. Somebody might get lucky and play 15, but the bulk of your career is, you know, what is the average NFL career? They say 2.5-3 years.
Oh, I don't even think
for the average.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have a very small chance to reap the rewards and the benefits of your hard work, you know, it can change with one injury. Then, yeah, let them go crazy. Let them juice. Let them go nuts. I would like to see super athletes. And I know people say, yeah, but more people get hurt that way. They know the risk.
Probably in football, but baseball. I mean, someone might get hit with a ball that's going faster because someone's roided out, but
That happens, too.
I saw the anniversary the other day of the pitch where the bird got hit.
Oh, yeah. So Randy.
Randy Johnson threw that ball at the
bird. Man, what are the chances of that?
And what are the chances that it happened in this era? Because, like, back in the day, they would have never caught it on film.
Nope.
And it would have been a legend. Nobody would have believed it.
Right, an urban legend. Well, that's not true. I was there.
It exploded into a tuft of feathers.
Boy,
and you'd be like, that's a lie.
Have you seen that, Carson?
I think I have not watched it. I believe it has popped up.
I know
I'm not going...
you are a...
She doesn't watch
I'm not going to watch it. I've had the chance, dude. I don't really want to...
The bird's been dead for over a decade.
And that's fine. I just don't need to delight in... 2 decades. In its being exploded.
Poof. God.
Like, I know he didn't mean to, or maybe he did.
No, there's no way he did.
There's no way he could have done it. So, yeah, I don't know why I need to revel in...
Just watching all the feathers. It's like, how is that... I almost said humanly possible, but it was a bird. How is that possible? I mean, what are, literally, as Big D said, what are the chances?
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing I think I've ever seen on a baseball field. All right, are we done?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Bubba pulled
that
a
was,
D.
He did. Man. I mean, he's like, he's out.
We're done. Anything else?
Don't screw it up.
That's right.
All right, we do have the Joe Nichols thing to stick around for after the jingle.
Ooh, this was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
I love this jingle.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
We'll see you next week.
Joe Nichols is in the studio hanging with us. Love
Joe
Nichols.
Hey, Joe.
Thank you.
Got a guitar. Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
You know, I woke up, so I know you're coming in, and I woke up with Down in Broken Hearts in my head.
Yeah.
And I realized I've never asked you this. Can you hit that note that you really do? And I want to see if I can match it. Because in my head, I'm absolutely, it's just that one part, down in that part. In my head, I'm nailing it exactly like you do. It sounds like you. And I'm thinking, Joe's not that great. If I can do it,
then anybody can do it.
So could you hit it? And I want to see if I can. I want to just, you do it. I'm just going to be like a parrot on your shoulder.
Down in broken hearts.
Now, see, I sound goofy.
Now, at the same time, there is no comparison.
Down.
Let's see.
Now, this is me. This is Big D.
Down in broken hearts.
Sounds pretty close.
Yeah. No, my mind's
down,
still.
Down.
And I got a dip.
Down.
Oh, it's. Oh, I got you.
Down.
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 Down. Are we going to do this?
I'm going to hear this at 2 in the morning. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be like, down, down, down.
Should I have been eating this gummy? I don't know.
Down, 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 down. Broken hearts.
Ville.
So it's a little hot. Okay.
You know what? Down. You're not as good as Joe.
You got nominated for a Grammy?
Yeah, well, I didn't win.
Who beat
Johnny
you?
Cash. Johnny Cash, yeah. His last album. I had to go up against him. My first time nominated was against his last album, that Man Comes from the Mountain, Come Down from the Mountain or something like that, with the Hurt.
Yeah.
So lost to that. I lost to Dixie Chicks the next year, or the same year for album of the year, and lost to...
Oh, my God. How many times have you been nominated?
Four
times for a Grammy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Male vocalist, lost to... I want to say Willie Nelson.
I mean, so far you've mentioned Johnny Cash, the Chicks, and Willie Nelson. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And
I can't remember who.
I mean, who else beat you? Good Lord, everyone's beating you.
There was a song.
All these little artists. These little artists.
I mean, if you can't hold your own, man, get out of the business. Yeah,
like,
jeez, good
like
Lord.
The latter half of Conor McGregor's career. Just everybody's beating me.
We shouldn't have put the guitar in your hand because now you're like noodling and
making noise and everything.
You do around the house. You just Heather's like, oh my God, are you still playing that guitar again?
Yeah, every now and then. Yeah, it wears her out. But then again, sometimes I'll play something. She'll like, oh, that sounds good.
Do you ever do like?
I'll play five songs throughout the day. She's like, oh, that one sounds good.
Well, what you should do one day is just get your guitar out and just do like sing a play by play about whatever she's doing. And just
that would be
there
great.
There you go. You're doing
as
this.
If I couldn't annoy her more throughout the day. God, that would be great.
Dishes piling up.
She's complaining about the neighbor's kids again.
Down in broken hearts.
I don't know how to fix the trash compactor. Do you know how to clean a trash compactor, but a what's a sink when you have a
garbage disposal?
Garbage disposal. You know how you do that? You put ice in it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Plug it up with ice. Take ice cubes.
Okay.
And push it all down in there, and then turn it on, and it's going to be, and you're going to get the nastiest stuff come out of your. It's wild. If you've never done it, you need to go home and do it today.
Wow.
Put just regular ice cubes down in there to where it's like you're pushing.
I don't have regular ice. Will it work with Sonic ice?
Look at this guy.
With the cherry and the lime.
Sonic ice.
I don't have regular cubes.
Wow. Excuse us.
You also have the craft, just one single ice cube ball.
Oh, God. You go to those parties? Oh, my gosh. When you go to record label parties.
This ice cube is shaped like a little elephant.
Oh, the worst. Jeez.
How am I supposed to chew on this?
It's like you're making music for regular people, but they're not regular people.
They're not regular people.
Not you. I'm talking about the direct. Yeah. They're just not.
They're not regular people. No.
They're not. They drive Ferraris.
I promise you, they're not regular people.
Nope, and have jet airplanes.
Yeah. I think some of them have people in their basement. I think there's some of them that have.
It puts the lotion on it.
That's right. I think they are. It rubs the lotion on the skin, or else it gets the hose again. Yeah.
All right. Well,
that's record label executives.
Well, this is probably not smart for any of us to be doing right now, anyway. Can you fill people in on the story of I'll Wait for You and how all the stuff with Anna Nicole and all that stuff happened?
You know, I'd met Anna Nicole at the Opry.
Anna Nicole Smith,
at the Opry a time or two. That's kind of foggy. I didn't really get that close to her or anything like that. We hung out backstage and everything. Super nice lady, and she was very kind, bubbly, you know, in all ways. She's just a very sweet person. Loved country music. I had no idea. I didn't at the time even know she was from Texas. Just thought she was this Marilyn Monroe
guest model.
Right.
Yeah.
And so she was sitting in the front row of the Opry, and she sang every word of Broken Heartsville and all the other songs I played. I'm like, this really, really knows country music. And so we hit it off. That was great. A little time goes by, and she passes away. And you guys remember the media. It was the biggest story in the world. Yeah. It was just kind of chaotic, and everybody made it more chaotic. The more elements you added, the more chaos there was. And I remember just watching the news, like, man, what a mess. What a freaking mess. It's a sad deal. And then I get a phone call from my manager that said, hey, I've got Howard K. Stern, her husband, on the line. He wants to talk to you, wants to talk to us about playing at Anna Nicole Smith's funeral. I'm like, what are you talking about? Are you talking to me? Yeah. Why would I be playing at Anna Nicole Smith? And he proceeded to tell me that I was her favorite artist. That I was her favorite artist, and that she loved Wings of a Dove, Dolly Parton song. Mm-hmm. And she loved Broken Heartsville. And at the moment, I'll Wait for You is her favorite song. And they said, will you play I'll Wait for You? And if it's not too much, would you learn Wings of a Dove? Which was, I think, a Ferlin Husky song, too. And I was like, I don't think so. My initial reaction was, no, I don't want to do that. So I appreciate it. Now I called at the time, the person I trusted deeply with things like this spiritually and everything. I was like, hey man, I got this call, talked to this guy, turned him down. It was for Anna Nicole Smith's funeral. It's just, I don't want that craziness. I don't want to be associated with that. I don't want to, you know, it's just too nutball. And I don't want to be known for that. And he said, Joseph, look at this as a good opportunity to do something good in a situation that you can tell there's not a lot of good in. It's just, you know, sadness. But maybe you might offer a moment of peace or honor in a situation that looks like there's some shady characters all around. And so you could look at it as doing a good thing for somebody you liked and respected. I called him back, called Howard K. Stern's people back and said, you know, I'll do it. Whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. And so they flew me down to the Bahamas, and that was a spectacle. I've never been a part of anything like that since. there was so much phoniness from all the people, I think, that were closest to her. There was such a dramatic show going on.
It's probably why you were her favorite artist, because she saw authentic in you.
Well, you know, that'd be awesome if that were the case. I remember Larry King's people calling and asking if I would do an interview. And I'm like, you know, that would make me feel like a piece of crap the rest of my life if I thought
to capitalize,
right, for publicity on a funeral.
Yeah,
man, I'd feel like I'd tell my kids like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I just couldn't have done that. My label was livid at me. Like, you've got to do this. This is, you know, people don't get this opportunity very often. I'm like, you don't have to live with me. I do.
Yeah.
So if you want to do an interview and talk to all these media outlets that are calling to get the lowdown on the funeral and relationship and, you know, give us the details and everything, you know, then you do it. But I'm not going to do it. And they gave me a hard time for that, a real hard time for that. I thought it was a missed opportunity, which I think is funny to say now. It's disgusting.
Yep. You made the right call.
I appreciate that. And you know what? I don't miss anything that I miss. You know?
Exactly.
I did just fine without that. And I did exactly what my friend said I should do, which is go down there, do not tap into or become part of the circus, offer people a sweet moment, a good, normal moment that honors her in this weird thing that's extremely sad. And like I said, with her mom and you know, with all the people that were involved in that deal, it was just there was no normalcy, and everybody hated everybody. And everything was a show.
You were a moment of normalcy for a lot of people that day.
And you know, that is just a funny statement. I was the normal one that me and Slash.
You
that was that Slash was in there.
And Slash.
And it was, you know, he had the same thoughts. It was like, this is so sad. This is so beyond weird. And the preacher was over the top. You know, imagine just the biggest showman preacher. Guy kind of reminded me of James Brown a little bit with his theatrics, and he would kind of do the fainting, and then he would come back and preach the word, and then talk about this and that. I think that was her church. I mean, she lived down there, and it was just like, there's no way I'm in this moment right now. And then all this stuff would go on, and they go, now here's a gentleman, Joe Nichols, going to sing a song or two for us. And I'm like,
okay, well, sinking in my chair.
It was so chaotic. I tell you, and I don't mean go long in your stories, but. It was so chaotic that the GM of my label came down there just to be with me to kind of make sure my part was kind of covered. There was no organization of the funeral at all. There was no pamphlet. I don't think there were pamphlets, but there was nobody leading anything. There was no organizer. It was, I think, Entertainment Weekly or something like that had bought the rights to everything that happened inside the building, so everything had to go through them. No photography, no nothing. Nobody could say anything about anything. It was just, that was the only organization there was just the Entertainment Weekly people or whatever that was. And I remember just like, what time are we playing? Who's speaking first? What happens? Her body wasn't even there. Her body was stuck on a highway or something for a temporary restraining order or something. It was a weird day. My label guy, the GM, Van Fletcher, Fletcher Foster was his name. He just took control of the situation, and he got everybody in the room and said, all right, everybody, shut up. What are we doing? How about this? You go here and do this. We'll do this, and this time we'll spend 15 minutes of doing this, line everybody up that hates each other away from each other. How about put her family here, 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 here. We'll put the music section over here. We'll make the music at this point of this procedure. And then, you know, it was like he instantly just jumped in and developed a plan. That
actually
guy was amazing.
Seems to have saved the day.
Did save the day. And it was, I'm telling you, it was 3 hours of, or maybe 5 hours of just chaos. And everything was a new nuclear bomb.
Joe Nichols with us. You can check him out online. Joe Nichols on Instagram. Touring, doing lots of touring, doing lots of dates.
Doing lots of dates, man. Doing Justin Moore dates in June.
Oh, yeah.
The Justin Moore tour.
Man, and, he's fun. Oh, we love messing with Justin.
Yeah, he's so much fun. And he's a good fit for me. So sometimes those tours, you know, just need a right fit. And then
it's the Arkansas tie-in, too.
Yeah,
I think it Arkansas. Fits.
Yeah. And that traditional kind of sound.
Yeah, musically. He's got a little bit of a rock, you know, thing to him.
He does. Yeah, well, true. But I like the fact that both of you, were given that direction of like, well, maybe you should make it up a little more, you know, current and don't be a little more poppy.
Yeah, crossover.
And right, and both of you were like,
hey, me.
Not you.
Hey, me.
And that's why people love y'all.
Yeah.
You just got that this, you are what you are.
Yeah. At this point, you know, for a guy like me, I can't speak for Justin, but for me, I've kind of made it over that gap of uncertainty. Like if you stick to your guns and you say, now I'm not going to do that. A lot of people fall off a lot of people go ahead and just try to quote unquote sell out or whatever they got to do to stay relevant. And I'm not.
And they know when you're not doing you, and it's you know it too.
That's exactly right. I can't pull off the lie. I can't pull off that lie like that.
No.
So musically, it's the same way. You see it on my face when I'm like,
yeah,
I love this.
Yeah,
it's so.
You did that with Sonny in 75.
I did that.
You did that one, though.
But by the time that was done, though, I was like, I can't believe we did this. I can't believe that it came out like that because it didn't sound anything like that. The demo didn't.
How was the demo? Do you remember? Wasn't it slower?
It was Sonny 75 was super fast, and it was just those real high strung
drums.
What's
the song I'm thinking of that was super?
Tequila was the one that was slow.
Yeah. So do you remember how, could you play it slow, how you got the demo?
I would have thought it would have sounded creepy.
Wasn't it weird?
I don't even think it hit a minor code. It was just. Said I'm going out, my girlfriend's margaritas at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
Oh, have mercy. My only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. Something like that.
And how would you get from that to what we know as tequila now? That's crazy world.
We just had to think about it a lot before we actually started recording.
Was the first thing tempo? You guys were like, okay, let's go. Let's pick it up.
Speed it up and try to put energy in my voice and everything. Like I said, we had to cut it twice because we missed it the first time.
Because that was like a cowboy campfire song.
Yeah, it was. And it was, you know, not to talk about it, they all sound like that, actually. A lot of work tapes, you know, the writers will put together.
It's rough.
Guy's just doing it after he just wrote it, so doesn't really have the musical direction probably in his head yet, but... You know, big old smash.
Joe Nichols, you can check him out online. He's at Joe Nichols on Instagram and also like to get all the touring and stuff. Thanks for coming in, dude.
Man, thank you guys.
You know we love you.
I have a great time here, man. And thank you.
Anything you ever need, you know where we're at.
I appreciate it. Hey, would y'all do my podcast when I get that thing going?
Yes.
And I got something for you, too.
You're doing a podcast, too?
Hey,
you know, you ought to do ours one day too.
Yeah. Mine's gonna be totally
different.
Totally different.
No one's ever heard of this one before. What are you giving us?
I was gonna give you challenge coins, but I left them in the car.
Oh, we have our challenge coins.
I have a new foundation. I gotta mention, I have a foundation's military. We're gonna raise money, we're gonna fight military suicide. Try to do some good work, and the foundation's called the Impossible Foundation.
We
just started it up, and it's going really great. All right.
There you go.
Thank you, brother. I'm going to get mine in a second.
Just gave him ours.
All right.
Can you read that to everyone, what it says on our Big D and Bubba challenge coin?
Just realize I've had readers on this whole time. Well, you guys didn't tell me.
It's on camera. It's Joe Nichols, Geriatric Nichols.
Big D and Bubba, truth, justice, and bacon.
And bacon. That's how we roll, man. Joe Nichols, everyone.